Ничего не говоришь, ты только смотришь и молчишь.
от тебя.
Met Jacqueline Blom op pad in en rond Rommeldam, aan de hand van de bommelreisgids van Jenno Witsen.
Een wandeling langs de Rommel. Deze wandeling begint op het Stadhuisplein. U loopt nu langs de rivier in de richting van de kleine Rommelbrug. Onder deze brug zijn soms wel clochards te vinden. Zo heeft de bekende schilder Terpentijn hier enige tijd gebivakkeerd. Aan uw rechterhand bent u intussen de Kramersgracht gepasseerd, die hier ooit de grens van de bebouwing was. Even verderop ligt het grootste hotel van de stad, namelijk Hotel de Gebraden Haan. Luxueus ingericht met prachtig namaakantiek. Het is ook een heel goed restaurant. De achterkant van het hotel ligt in een parkachtige omgeving en kijkt uit op de rivier. Hotel de Gebraden Haan is het toneel van een aanslag door de Bond van Opstandige Heren geweest. Zonder dat hij het wist, speelde heer Bommel hier een rol in. De BOH streefde naar de oprichting van een nieuwe herenstaat met rechten voor heren en plichten voor het Jan Hagel. Wammes Waggel, aspirant lid van de Bond, dreef een wazerij in een smalle steeg die op de Mosterdsteeg uitkomt. In de Mosterdsteeg zijn ooit zwarte voetsporen gevonden die naar vreemde gebeurtenissen leiden. De voetsporen bleken van buitenaardse wezens te zijn die het kukkel van de inwoners van Rommeldam kwamen meten. Nadat gebleken was dat de stad alleen minkukkels telde, heeft heer Bommel op het nippertje de vernietiging van de stad kunnen voorkomen. Op het pleintje op de hoek van de Mosterdsteeg zijn het gemeenteweeshuis en het hotel De Gouden Kroon gelegen. Een brede straat waar onder andere dokter Galpieper praktijk houdt, leidt naar het Rommeldams tentoonstellingsgebouw en naar de nieuwe Rommelbrug. De opening van deze brug betekende een grote verbetering van de verbinding van Rommeldam met de nieuwe luchthaven en met Stuipendrecht. Sindsdien wordt het stadcentrum overspoeld door autoverkeer dat via de nieuwe Rommelbrug de stad binnenkomt. Voor het gemeentebestuur was dat de reden om aan de overzijde van de rivier een immens parkeerterrein aan te leggen, vanwaar het stadcentrum te voet te bereiken is. U loopt nu aan de overzijde van de rivier terug naar de stad. Rechts van u verrijzen de torenflats van de nieuwbouwwijk Rommelveld. Vroeger lag hier een ongerept landschap. In Rommelveld heeft een nieuw gebouw voor de Rommeldamse Bank gestaan en nooit klaargekomen nieuwbouw voor het stadhuis. Onoordeelkundige bedrijfsvoering bij de bouw heeft geleid tot voortijdige slijtage en afbraak. Dichter bij de stad ligt het burgemeester Dikkerdakplantsoen, soms ook Dikkerdakpark genoemd. Het is de moeite waard om hier wat rond te wandelen. In dit fraaie plantsoen zult u een aardig vijvertje kunnen vinden waarin heer Bommel te water raakte toen hij een avondwandeling maakte om een rijmwoord te vinden. Enkele dagen later heeft heer Bommel hier op een bankje een moeilijke nacht doorgebracht. De beklagenswaardige dichter was zozeer door vermoeidheid bevangen dat zelfs de muze hem niet wakker had kunnen krijgen. Aan de rand van het plantsoen ziet u Hotel Royal, dat uitzicht heeft op de Rommel en aan de achterzijde op het Dikkerdakplantsoen uitkijkt. U komt nu weer in de omgeving van de kleine Rommelbrug. U vindt hier in de rivier de aanlegsteiger van de brandweerboot. Iets eerder bent u een oud gebouw met een brede bordestrap gepasseerd. Dit is het Oudheidkundig Museum. Dit museum is een bezoek meer dan waard. De klokkobold uit de klok van heer Bommels grootvader had aan Tom Poes gevraagd hem naar een plek te brengen waar de tijd stilstaat. Daar was dit museum de ideale plek voor. In de tussentijd moesten heer Bommel en Joost de tijd waarnemen. Dat ging hen niet goed af. De klokker had gewaarschuwd dat de tijd moest voortgaan, omdat anders de vierde dimensie niet meer zou kloppen. Dat bleek waar te zijn. Nog iets dichter bij het Stadhuisplein is een zijstraat waar burgemeester Dikkerdak zijn ambtswoning heeft. Zijn particuliere woning ligt in de heuvels.
Jacqueline Blom las uit de Bommelreisgids van Jenno Witsen.
Yes, I think that there is a symptom of yeast, because this Eastern Europe countries, they have somehow similar political background. It's already past 20 years when we get free of Soviet Union. It has some nostalgic feel. So all these nations are very different. For example, we Estonians are much more similar to Finnish people. But still there is something on this Eastern European feeling. And I think that if these countries would like to have strong identity, they should use the best parts of this symptom of East.
Parasol Elektroniczny. Rumors from the Eastern Underground. Episode 1. Estonia.
Hello. My name is Kiva.
Aivar Tunso.
Katrin Essenson.
Raul Keller.
Lotte.
Kaiti.
Sekoja.
Taavi Tulev.
Andres Leo.
Tenku.
Rainer Jantsis.
I feel like some native, like African, who's coming, like the big guy from the West, comes with a microphone and says, dance, dance. And then he's, well, yeah, dance, yeah, it's good, you know. I make a book out of it. Do you want to be famous? Do you want? So please dance.
The new hymn of Estonia.
My name is Aivar Tunso, and I live in Tallinn. I'm a promoter, I run a little record label. At the moment I'm curator of Tallinn 2011 Capital of Europe music program. And also I do my own music as well, together with my friends. My label Ulme Bladid was established 10 years ago, in 2000, and it has released about 15 releases. Some electronic music, but also acoustic music. If you listen to these records, you can recognize some special feeling, maybe, which is common to all artists. And all artists are Estonian, and that is one rule that I've been always interested to release Estonian music. Actually, it's very difficult to translate, because there is no such a word like ulme in English language. In literature, in Estonia, we have kind of genre called ulme. It's similar to meaning of science fiction, but it's said more poetic way. Last release of Ulme Blood, it was a compilation of reworks and remixes of one of the most important Estonian composer, Veljo Tormis. And as he is very important for the local music scene, it was very interesting to bring together a younger generation artists and then to have conversation with this legendary composer, who told about background of these his pieces, and by himself was using traditional music, old Estonian tradition, all other Fenno-Ugric traditional music, and he composed this traditional music for choir. Composer Veljo Tormis will be this year 80, and in times he did this, it was very radical, and then some some compositions are quite avant-garde, and we took these compositions and trying to do some electronic versions of it. There is loads of new bands at the moment. Everybody's trying to do something, and it's possible to see that they are looking their own style and so on. But it's always still this problem that we are still a little bit isolated. In the 90s, there was very big risk that everybody was trying to follow what's happening in West, and it was very clearly seen in music as well. But at the moment, everybody already is trying to do their own thing.
One, two, three, ah.
My name is Katrin Essenson.
I'm Raul Keller, and we're going to the Contemporary Art Center of Estonia, to the local radio studio. So if you follow me, please. So here you can see that the roof...
This looks very shabby for a contemporary museum.
Yeah, it's because they were putting a new roof here. Because it was raining through, and so you see, it's loads of garbage here.
But it looks like a squatted place. Where is the?
Yeah, right now it's basically a squat, but it's also an art institution.
And it's acknowledged by the city.
Yes, it's acknowledged now by the city, and it's part of this cultural factory next door. So here you can see a multifunctional room that has...
Very multifunctional,
yeah,
yes.
It hasn't been cleaned. And this is the logo of the Contemporary Art Museum.
It says EKKM, which means?
Eesti Kaasaegse Kunsti Muuseum in Estonian. It's a black flag that has a white flag inside of it.
So there's also food here, there's some chairs, there's, what is this huge thing
this
on the wall? Is it a telescope?
No, this is for making home brewed wine.
Yes. Ah, wine.
Yes.
Great.
But it's empty right now.
Yeah, okay. So
And it's also, like, as you see, it's multifunctional. It has a bass amplification here, and then this.
It's from the German enterprise Klemmt.
Yes. It's the Beatles used it as a vocal microphone at the end of 60s. So right now it's making a lot of this because it's plugged in. The good old analog hiss.
So, and your illegal transmitter is over there.
Yes.
Oh no, it's legal actually.
Yeah. Well. Local radio's self-produced stereo FM exciter.
And local radio is your own radio station.
Yes.
And Hanseatic, I see. That's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's a vacuum cleaner.
And it says Teleskoprohr. And
it's not a NASA engine inside, probably. It's just a Teleskoprohr.
Can you hear the seagulls outside?
That's the seagulls.
That's
the they sound really different.
It's the ravens, actually.
It's typical sound of Tallinn.
It was something. Oh, yeah, the building as well. This is a huge building that's like a culture factory. That's a big institution that's going to house artists. But we don't know the names of the artists yet, but they're building the house for them. And
but the artists actually come to your contemporary museum.
Yes, the artists are
just
here.
Spotted the house, named it Contemporary Art Museum, although we have it one in Estonia, but it's more like
it's just an art museum. I think the difference is that next door you see an example of creative industries, and here it's a creative squat, I think.
You mean the other place is not multifunctional?
Yeah, it's less multifunctional, I think. It's more glass and steel-based.
And in between all these empty buildings of the government, your multifunctional real contemporary museum.
Yes.
Maybe you can call it the more contemporary museum.
Exactly, which is this Wiener Furst, which is like labeled the real.
Yeah, the echte Wiener Wurst.
Yeah. Ersatzpurst.
Kunsthonig.
Kunst.
Chinese honey.
Chinese, yeah.
Okay.
So this is the beach. In 1979 they introduced Fanta. Pepsi, they brought it here because of the Olympic Games, and also Marlboro and cigarettes were sold and stuff like that, because, you know, to show off that the Soviet regime is like rich, and we also have Marlboro and we have Pepsi, you know. They traded it for vodka. Vodka was shipped to America, and then they got this powder, this substance to make Pepsi, and then in Tallinn they made Pepsi, like licensed Pepsi. It was a Pepsi land.
Tapa maja vaikne, ei seal tapeta, tapa pakud puhtad, ainsa rappeta. My name is Kiva, K-I-W-A. I live in different cities. I always move, I like to travel a lot. I work with sound, I'm writing books, I'm curating exhibitions. And sometimes I mix all these things together. When I started as an artist in the 90s, early 90s, then local art world was still very, very old school. And I decided that I must do only experimental things and experiment with the artist's position, or me as an artist, or me as a non-artist. And also this gives me the opportunity to do different things, to work in different mediums. And when I started with that in the 90s, nobody understood me. But now the teachers are talking in the university for the students that I was the model for the 21st century. Estonia is like a borderland between East and West, and we want to be more like a Scandinavian country, which we mentally are. We don't have Russian temperament or Catholic religion like in Poland and Lithuania. And also Estonia is very American friendly and very extremely right-wing government. Now we have been 20 years free country after Soviet Union collapse. there are like positive and negative aspects of the history, but as a creative person, it gives inspiration that things are not so fixed like in countries with the capitalist tradition. There is more freedom, for example, for doing political art or social art. There were two big subcultures, punks and headbangers, and we used the energy of punk and made very fast music, but the sound was more like this headbanger metal music. So for punks we were too metal, and for headbangers we were too much punk. And I remember I was trying to understand house music and breakbeat and all this rave stuff that was very popular. And I still move on with the electronic music and kind of electropunk or shifted pop cliché formats. First Soviet Union progressive rock group was from Estonia, and they were playing with the self-made synthesizers. And then my generation discovered like these grandfathers, and I bring them together and made a free platform, and we were organizing just sound noise events. I like very much the sound of my Mac PowerBook adapter. Very discreet hiss micro sound. Like. It reminds me a Russian fairy tale called The Black Hen, about a parallel reality, small men living underground. and one was mutating into a black hen and coming out and something like that. Vibration stimulates the brain. Reality is like part of musical identity. It's like a Nordic phenomenon of the sound in Nordic countries. It's connected to the coldness and dark nights, and that's why, for example, from Finland there are so many good musicians. Nothing to do during the dark nights. Only to drink or to make music.
So what are we doing now?
Now we go to the local store. We have only one store in Tallinn, Kaubamaja. We go buy some alcohol there. It's not cheap, but it's alcohol. I don't drink.
So, Kati, now we are in the local store and you're looking for which kind of alcohol?
You can choose Baltica.
Rock. I don't want to take the beer Rock.
Yes.
No. Yeah, I want a local beer.
So it's Olekok, Tallinn, special.
And this?
Yeah. So this Russian. Is Russian, yeah. But then you should take Rock.
I'm Lotte. I'm playing in Sequoias. I'm doing most of the music.
I'm Kati, and I'm doing installations for the Sequoia, and also a bit music, messing Lotte's tracks over with my ideas.
Of painting and singing and dancing, and maybe sometimes we can do just a little bit of happening and then nothing happens actually.
Do you like furniture?
I don't like furniture. Ah. It's boring.
I like to sit on the couch.
I'm looking forward to see your place. Is this still a communist building or no? It's before.
It's from Stalin. This building is made by Stalin.
But now
just
it's
Stalin.
Occupied by this mafia.
Hippies.
Mafia or hippies?
Mafia hippies.
From the 50s.
I introduce you my crazy dog.
Yeah, she bites very tenderly. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of dog is that?
This is Dingo.
Dingo.
Revolt dog. Mixture of Dingo and Caucasian.
Incredible. Jesus. Okay, I try to describe what I see here. It's
Oh, the dingo is attacking. It's incredible. Yes, sweetheart.
Christian.
It's such a nice little boy.
Is it a man?
It's female.
Female. Oh, yeah, yeah. So happy to. Oh, oh, oh.
The beast is jumping up and down on me.
Are you drinking beer or you want the.
No, beer is fine.
Yes.
I need to explain what I see here.
This is like.
It's like the explosion of. Okay, there's one corner Maybe I take the right channel. I don't know where to start. Okay, there's a sewing machine on the ground. Some drawings. One drawing definitely of the dog that just tried to rape me. I just make a little walk and then I come to you. Another picture of the dog, a photo, a calendar with naked men, a very colorful chair, and behind that chair there's a chaos of shoes. Chaos of shoes. The kitchen, extremely colorful as well, nearly psychedelic. Another dog, they put fake hair on him. He's got a wig on. The wardrobe is painted golden, very handmade. I don't want to describe the bed. On the wall there's a psychedelic structure painting in orange and blue. There's another picture, again with a dog, mirror, some instruments.
Lots of mirrors.
Yeah, lots of mirrors. Do you take lots of time to make your makeup?
Yeah.
I like